All right, it's Terrible Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to John DiBella Show Daily Podcast for this rather gloomy day, January 14th. It's Dave here and all the best stuff from this morning's broadcast. We started out with Cheeto dust on our hands. Some bold bets were made on the weekend that made me feel much better about only losing $60 on the NFL. Cindy's Christmas tree is still up, and we hit the phones to find out how does it feel. And actually double dip today because we needed your help to come up with new slogans for the mayor of Upper Darby. She wants a new slogan for the city, and we had plenty of great submissions for that. Plus, Elton John was in Song Stories today, and this is what it all sounded like. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Later on this morning, the new mayor of Upper Darby is looking for a slogan, a new slogan. I don't know. What is Upper Darby's present slogan? Anybody know?
Oh, God. Right. I have no idea.
All right. Upper Darby, it's where the Tower Theater is.
Right. That's exactly right. What I was thinking.
Upper Darby, need a bus? Yeah. Right? I don't know. I'm not sure what it is, right? But they want a new one, right? Or they want their first one. And we figured that we would come to the rescue. So if you've got an idea for an Upper Darby slogan, text it into us to MGK, MGK. That's 645, 645. And later on this morning, we'll go through them and see if any of them are any interest to the people of Upper Darby. Knowing our listeners, they won't be.
Yeah.
All right. But another like breaking news story, I would even call it, it could even be drama, right, that is happening in the world. It goes something like this. Thank you. So you like Cheetos, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Good snack.
Like Cheetos?
Yeah.
Right.
Snack.
What's your favorite part about Cheetos? The crunch?
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. If it's soft, I'm out for any sort of cheese.
Yeah.
It's my same thing.
And your most hated thing about Cheetos?
Oh, the fingers afterward.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
got to rinse them under the sink for a good minute or two.
What does that?
What does that? I mean, your saliva mixing with the cheese, I would assume.
On your fingers?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I guess not, though.
Your saliva?
Yeah, it was just a knee-jerk reaction,
Cookie
Steve.
Monster over there.
I was trying to figure that
the
out.
The oil on your skin mixing with the cheese.
I'm mixing with the cheese, right? Yeah. But what do you, is there a name for that stuff?
Oil.
Cheese curd?
Oh, the cheese on, is there a name for the cheese?
The orange stuff that ends up on your fingers. Is there a name for it?
Cheese dust.
Yeah.
Cheeto dust.
Cheeto dust.
Yeah, that's what I call
nope,
it.
Nope, I am sorry. That is incorrect, sir.
There's an actual name for
it? There is an actual name for it.
What, did Chester come up with this?
Right now, the folks at Cheetos decided that it was time to come up with an actual name for the dust that comes off of Cheetos.
I like new words.
And it's called Cheetle.
Get out of here.
Cheadle. As in Don?
Don Cheadle. As a matter of fact, Don Cheadle hates Cheetos because there's a rumor out there that he not only invented Cheetos. No, he invented, what's the super hot ones? The spicy.
Oh, the spicy extreme or something?
Yeah. Extreme spicy.
Hot extreme Cheetos.
That he invented that.
Yeah.
And as we know from interviewing Don Cheadle, he has no sense of humor whatsoever.
Correct.
He has the personality of Cheeto dust.
Exactly.
So it should be called Cheeto.
So it's now called Cheeto. So there, Don, the world is even.
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
I know yesterday we were going over your picks from the football weekend, and Dave was crying because he lost money on his picks, right?
The most all year
in one weekend.
Yep.
That's the way it works. But you're not as bad as these guys. You know, every week I get these reports on who bet what. Vegas just had a heyday this weekend.
They loved this weekend.
That Ravens loss. Right. One MGM bettor laid $420,000 on the Ravens.
Wow.
Right? At minus 420 had they won, he would have made $100,000. Right?
Instead, he lost almost half a mil.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Ouch.
Other similar bets that were lost, 90K, 84K, and 22.8.
Wow.
Right? But a bettor at William Hill took the Titans plus 370 and took him for $148,000.
Good for them.
All right, or got him $148,000 on a on his $40,000 bet. Mm-hmm. And a South Point. Where's South Point? You know.
Nope.
Anyway, this gambler put $20,000 on the Titans and took back $85,000.
Wow. Awesome, man.
Can you imagine just putting down $20,000?
Seriously.
Right.
You're going to put down my son's tuition on this football game?
Right. Well, I didn't need life insurance. No. What would I need that for?
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9.
I'm Chicago. Coming up for Song Stories this morning, Bernie and Elton write a breakfast song. And what do you hear what the song is? Right now, Cindy Graham is here. I'm sorry it took me so long to get to you this morning. I didn't get to say my private hello today. So, how you doing?
I'm okay. I spent the whole afternoon and evening yesterday taking all the ornaments off the Christmas tree.
Wait, what? It's basically February.
It's Valentine's Day.
Well, yeah. You know, the tree was still alive.
Uh-huh.
So why not?
Yeah, mine's probably still alive, too, on the bonfire pit. Get out of the house.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
There's a question that we throw out on the air every once in a while. We never know how this is going to go, but we're hoping that one or more people have an answer to this. And basically, it's how does it feel? In the past, we asked, how does it feel to fall more than two floors?
Correct.
How does it feel to get shot?
Struck by lightning.
Struck by lightning.
Stabbed.
All right, stabbed. We got answers to all of those. Today, we want to know, how does it feel to be ejected from a vehicle? And, you know, it could be a motorcycle, a car, anything like that, a boat for that matter.
Sure.
Right? To be in a coma.
Yes.
Right? How does it feel to be in a coma? And how does it feel to spend more than a year in jail? All right, so if any of those apply to you, if you've got a story about them, we would love to hear it. We'll be asking you this question all morning long. We want to gather everybody up and then put them on the air later on this morning. So how does it feel to be ejected from a vehicle or be in a coma or spend more than a year in jail? If you've got an answer to that question, call us here in the studio.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Mamma mia.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories this morning is being brought to us by Penn Medicine and Virtua Health. If you need brain surgery, choose the top team for your brain right there in South Jersey. Penn Medicine and Virtua Health. Bernie Taupin and Elton John, you know, when they were younger, they were writing together. If you saw the movie, you could see how much time they spent together. And when they got to your song, well, Bernie describes where, when, and how that came about.
I wrote your song when I was 17 years old. Elton and I shared a room at his mother's tiny little apartment. We had these bunk beds, and I used to sit on the bunk and write lyrics while he was in the next room at the piano, and used to work like that. I actually wrote that while I was having breakfast, because the original lyric had coffee stains on it and, like, you know, sort of egg stains, and sort of handed it to him, and he just went in the next room and just hammered it out.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
I'm going to have to teach you how to move.
No, there's something wrong.
We need
there's something wrong with my microphone.
I know, it doesn't happen to mine. Doesn't happen to today.
Yeah,
mine's been squeaky.
It's falling forward.
Oh,
there's something wrong.
Right,
with it.
You're right. Okay. Well,
somebody isolate that for me. Save that.
You know. Well, you know what? The hole is too big. It's a big hole, like you.
I'm isolating that too.
We've got another $1,000 coming up for grabs at Grand Cash Railroad at 8 o'clock this morning. But there was a news story yesterday that the mayor of Upper Darby is looking for a slogan for Upper Darby, that they don't have their own town slogan. Like, you know, like, you've got a friend in Pennsylvania or whatever. You know, are we back to Keystone State yet?
I'm not sure.
All right.
It's just our nickname. Do we have a slogan? It's a good question.
We do. We're always the tourist board comes up with a new one every year.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. But we asked our listeners.
Pursue
your happiness. And thank God that doesn't fit on a license plate. All right. So we asked our listeners to text in what they believe the new slogan for Upper Darby should be. Some people live there and have some nice things to say, and then there are others. So You know, and this makes sense, but it doesn't because it's already gone.
Okay.
Upper Darby, don't let the tower fall. No, it didn't fall. They took it down.
Yeah, too late for that one.
Well, right. Upper Darby, you'll love our drugs.
Okay. Dave?
I like this one. Upper Darby, the new Camden.
Oh, God. All right. Upper Darby, when you think you can't get any lower.
That's a good one.
Nice play there.
Upper Darby, it will never leave you.
Ooh.
Okay.
Scarred. Upper Darby, more like Upper Druggy. Am I right?
Upper Darby, far less crime than regular Darby.
Upper Darby, still better than Ronald Darby.
Upper Darby, it could be worse.
Upper Darby, the black hole of Delco.
Upper Darby, because hell is full.
I like because Lower Darby sounded stupider.
And lastly, Upper Darby, smile, you could be living in Chester. Our thanks to everybody who supplied their slogans for Upper Darby. And we said that there was going to be some that some people wouldn't like. And then there's the humorless. All right. Listen to this guy.
All right.
All right. F you, DiBella. I live in Drexel Hill, which is part of Upper Darby. Where do you live, snob? In Drexel Hill. And deal with that, snob. God, come on. Don't you hate the crybabies, Cindy?
I do.
All right. Little snowflake couldn't handle some jokes.
Well, I also hate the term snowflake.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
I'm all just right. Hating everything.
Someone just texted in, this place smells like Gwyneth Paltrow. No, it smells like her candles, which smell like Gwyneth Paltrow. And her hoo-ha.
I actually ordered her candle the other day.
Did you? It smells... sold out. You're a liar.
No, I ordered it. It smells like Brad Pitt.
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
We asked this question earlier this morning, and every once in a while we like doing it. We're never sure exactly what is going to happen, but it's something we do called How Does It Feel To? And then there's some blanks that we have to fill in. And today's questions are, how does it feel to be ejected from a vehicle, to be in a coma, or to spend more than a year in jail? And lo and behold, isn't it just like us that our little buddy Salty is on the phone?
Oh,
and
love she's, Salty.
She's got, well, she's going to answer one of these. Let's find out what it is. Hiya, Salty. How you doing?
Oh, hi, and blessings in the new year, John.
Well, thank you very much. So, Salty, what was it for you? How does it feel to what?
Be in a coma.
You were in a coma?
Yes, due to a massive car accident.
Okay, all right. How long were you in a coma for?
7 days.
How does it feel? I mean, were you... I've heard stories in the past. You hear voices, stuff like that.
Yes,
what was it like
for
you?
I heard voices, and I heard people talking around me. And I knew that I wanted to talk to them, but I knew I couldn't. And when I was awoken, it wasn't the people that I was hearing. Those people had already passed on.
Get the
what
out of here.
Wow.
Yes.
Who were the people?
Two were my aunts. One was my grandmother.
Basically, you weren't hearing people. You were hearing voices. You were dreaming.
I don't know if I was dreaming because I never had dreams like that.
You were in purgatory.
Well, it is Salty, so we got to take some things into consideration.
This might be more near-death experience than coma.
Thank you, Salty. Okay, have a great
thank
morning.
You.
Mike, what about yourself? How does it feel to...
22 and a half months in jail. Well, we wouldn't call it jail, Delaware County prison. It's like living in a closet. You want to know what it's like? Walk into your closet, shut off the lights, and stand there.
Oof.
And close
Whoa.
The door behind you.
That's terrifying. So claustrophobic, basically.
If you're claustrophobic, you're not going to like being in there, believe me.
Why I got to walk a straight line. I am so claustrophobic.
So you wake up in the morning. What is your first thought in the morning when you're sitting there knowing that you got 22 and a half months? Or even, doesn't matter what point of your prison sentence it was. Every morning, how does that feel? What is your first thought?
Oh, my God. God help me. Basically, it's hard to explain. You have to adapt to it when you're in there. You just go by their schedule. I mean, they have you up at 4:30 in the morning feeding you breakfast. By 10 o'clock, you're having lunch. By 1 o'clock, well, 2 o'clock, you're having dinner. And then you're locked down most of the day.
So oh.
All you have is time to yourself.
So you're doing morning radio.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sounds pretty good.
I mean, you know, took me about 6 months to get used to it. The reality is that you're not going home for that long, you know, and it kind of hits you hard.
It sounds like the cops are in the car with you now.
Yeah. Sorry, I know. I drive a truck for an excavating company.
Just out of curiosity's sake, why were you in jail?
5.5 years probation that just kept adding on and adding on, and I didn't want to know how to act. I didn't want to learn how to behave, so they taught me how to behave. They said, 22.5 months, go sit down, and we'll see you when you get out.
Okay.
And then the last thing I heard from the judge was, if I see you again, you're going to do 5 to 10.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I don't think I could handle 5 to 10. I mean, no, not that long a stretch. 22.5 months pretty much took a toll on me.
Is the who's I'm free-handed.
Yeah.
Have a good morning.
You too, John. Take care.
Steve, what about yourself? How does it feel to do what?
What I felt like when I got thrown off a motorcycle about 30 Ooh. Years ago.
Okay, how far did you fly?
Only about 10 to 12 feet. Basically, I was coming into a stop sign or into a stoplight and hit a slick spot in the road and got thrown off the bike.
So, obviously, you were aware all the time you were in the air.
Yeah, pretty much. I really didn't go in the air that much. I was more or less thrown across the road.
So, you're rolling across the road, and you see cars coming down the road at the same time.
I see the car behind me coming up on me. As I'm rolling across, I see the motorcycle going away from me, and I see sparks from the motorcycle.
Oh, my God.
How fast were you going when you fell, if you remember?
About 30 miles an hour.
Wow.
Coming into a traffic light.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, there'll be some scabs from that.
You know what? We should, when Bill gets in today, I think Bill had gotten into an accident to the point where he had glass in his forehead
really?
For years that just came out a few years ago. There's a scar. Next time we look at Weston, there's
I've
a
seen
scar,
this scar
on his
there.
Forehead. There was glass in his head from an accident. We'll have to ask him if he got thrown from something.
Well, I have a funny feeling when he pulled that glass out, everything else had to be out also. Have a good morning.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, isn't it sweet?
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.